When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you can check out all the great photos and videos and animal stories and all the positive things going on about animals and every occasional alert, recall, that sort of thing. Fortunately, we don't have any of those serious things this week. Check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And golly, I'm delighted to say we're full house here in the studio again. And we're kind of sucked in. It's not as foggy as it was my early drive up north, but it is foggy, and I have no idea. Let me turn around. Oh, yep, I don't know if Seattle's there. Oh, Mercer Island could even be lost. So could Seattle's missing, and so are the Olympics and everything else. I'm pretty sure they're out there, but we can't see them. Anyway, what I can see is across the table. I'll let you know that Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And I'm also happy to report that the traffic is flowing nice and smooth on 405. We can still see that.
That's as far as we can see. But, I mean, that's how far away do you think we are? We're not very far.
Oh, boy.
Less than a mile, don't you?
Oh, definitely less than a mile. Probably
maybe a half a mile?
Maybe a third, I want to say. Kind of halfway between
not very far.
Half and a quarter.
You could probably, if you had some wings, you could fly from this building down there.
Or just use my arms as a measuring stick since I'm so tall. Just reach out and touch it. It's like, okay, it's about, you know,
well, that's true. That's true. Anyway,
2,000
feet. So we aren't very far away. But that's only because we're close. But boy, it was really sucked in fog-wise. And when I got to the top of, I come down from the Monroe Salton area, and I come down Highway 522, and the middle of that highway is elevated, it's higher elevation. And so when I got up under the top of 522 coming down, it was clear. The sun was out. It was really nice. But coming down the other side into Woodinville, and it's all socked in again. So,
but before that, how is it with the wind we had this week?
Well, I want everybody into this discussion,
okay.
Because I think one of us was closer to the eye of the storm, as they say, than the rest.
Yep.
So I know she's still on the planet because she's here, but I had an experience last Monday and so forth. Mine was a safe one, but we're going to find out. So Nathan is here in her own private studio, as usual. Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And you seem alive and well and looking great. So
thanks.
You survived the week of weather.
I got through
and
the
all
week, yes.
Wasn't
too
all right. Much. And then after a substantial drive down here, which she said was fine,
yeah.
It is Martha and Natasha Sunday. So Natasha Venter
is
here. Good morning, Natasha.
And you should have seen the sunrise I saw this morning.
Oh, that's beautiful. She's got a picture on her. So
it was all colors, purples, pinks, and it was just beautiful.
Well, that's right. Yeah, because I think the fog was mostly inland and south.
Yeah.
So you're more out in this Skagit Valley type of place up there.
Well, we got the Skagit River that can give us fog, but for some reason I didn't really hit fog until I came down more into Conway down south more into Arlington area.
Okay. And just so in case somebody's with us that's not normally with us, Natasha is our animal communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, and kind of general psychic person here with me. So technically,
I wear many hats.
Yeah, technically, it's behavior training and healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching, and general, if you want to know what's going on, psychic answers to your questions, and private readings with Natasha today. So, all right, we're all here. So let's go back to the weather. And Nathan, I think. I'm looking forward to the fact that it was so rainy and so windy and all of that, that just yesterday and today, it's like, what a blessing with the air be still. There was no wind at all, and it was calm and no rain. And so I'm looking forward to, it being a little bit dry today when I get home. And my intention is the last marathon blow of the season. So last week, marathon blow, getting all the maple leaves down, out, because the trees did something unusual this year. Of course, everything's unusual every year, but it's just been even more weird with the weather and the temperatures and that sort of thing. But the trees didn't drop their leaves as normal. Mm-hmm. And it was unusual. They did it in stages right now, and it seems to be the same all around our area. The maples all dropped their leaves as normal, but the cottonwoods all hung on. So all the maples' leaves were down, and those are the bigger leaves, and so it was a more volume to deal with last week to get all that out. But as soon as I got all the maple blown and out of the way, then the cottonwoods start to drop. So now I'm completely covered again with cottonwood leaves, but they're not as big. So it's just a little different. So I have a different blanket of leaves on the property right now, and that's my intention, to have a marathon blow. And then once those leaves are out, then because I don't ever remember having to use my lawnmower at Thanksgiving. Now, I know last year, for one of the first times in years, I had to mow in November, in the first part of November, but then I was done. But it's like, what is it, November 21st today? Isn't that right? And I'm still waiting. I've got to mow the dog yard again. But I can't mow now until I get the leaves out. So anyway, but that's what I'll be doing this afternoon. I'm looking forward to that. So I know, Nathan, you asked about, the wind and the rain was intense. The worst for us, well, last week, well, you know, I had a power outage last Saturday night. I was lucky to be here on Sunday because, I woke up in the middle of the night last Saturday night, not happy that I was awake, but very shortly hearing a beep and then realizing, oh, yikes, the power had been out and it just came back on. And it's fortunate that somebody woke me up, because then I could reset my clock and alarm and not miss the show. So that was good. So I had my power outage on Saturday night, but then we had lots of wind and power flickers in and out. And I was scheduled to do a session on Monday. And that was the day the big rain and the floods and the wind and all of that. Well,
I was out at recess duty at.
Okay, so my session on Monday that I was scheduled to do Monday afternoon was in Stanwood. So they're up, that's kind of, up in the west, northwest, where things were dicey. So we were in communication all morning. Their power was in and out. Mine was in and out with the winds. And then we're hearing about the flooding and then the mudslides and all the, there's all kinds of problems on. Anyway, we decided that it wasn't safe for me to make the drive up there. And what if I did make the drive, if I could get there, because they were expecting lots of trees to be down, I'd probably get there and the power would go out. So we postponed, and I was able to do them later in Thursday last week instead of on Monday. So I stayed home and was safe, but they did lose their power. There were lots of trees down and all of that. And then we heard about all the flooding, and then there were mudslides, and then I-5 was closed up towards the Bellingham area. And I think that's all north of you, Natasha.
Yes,
but
it is.
What did you experience on Monday?
Well, Monday was a day that our playground flooded, basically. There was about 2 inches of water on our playground. And so the kids basically were blacktop bound. And the duties on the playgrounds, they were drenched because the rain was coming sideways. And you couldn't use the... umbrellas at all, and then we had 2 days of school that we didn't have because of the Skagit River came up and around so much. There's only one way in and out of Cedar Woolley because the water was over the roads on either side of us. So it was pretty good. It got worse as you went up north. I think my grandma's house flooded, but she's no longer here. So. But her house never flooded in all the years that they were living there. So it was pretty...
Well, that's what it seemed like, that there was a lot of flooding in areas that had not had problems
exactly.
before.
Exactly, exactly.
That it's not like...
It was almost like the 200-year flood.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, did you all see the video? I mean, there were some really thrilling or, you know, scary videos that were being posted by people actually in the floods,
mm-hmm.
you know, that were caught unexpectedly or
it
didn't get
fast.
Out in time. Came up really fast.
It came up really fast.
The one that most impressed me, I think it was live streamed out on Facebook or something, but a couple in a house, and Como is the one that sent out the videos. A couple in a house, you know, up there, and the water's coming in, and the video they're showing, you can see the dirty water that's rough and running outside their houses and all around their windows, and it's all the way up to the top of the railing on their porch outside the house. And then you look inside, the house is full of water, and like 3 to 4 feet of water, and it comes... You know, you can see it's up several drawers, you know, in the furniture, but it's all the way up to like the edge of the couch.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And then on the top of the couches are the dogs. There's like a German Shepherd and a Labrador, and they're laying on top of the couches, and the people are on top of the furniture. And anyway, the wife is streaming out this video, and basically they're saying, "We need help. Somebody needs to come get us." Because we don't know how much higher it's going to go. We don't know how long we can stay here. We can't get out ourselves.
Yeah.
And anybody we knew with boats and stuff, it's too rough. They can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really scary watching them for a while. But eventually, I think Como put out a video later in the day that eventually some kind of big front loader, big, huge machine of some kind was actually able to drive in and come in and you know, put the big front loader up to the upper window, and the couple of the dogs were able to climb in, but they got them out. But holy mackerel. And I have to say, you know, with what having had my plumbing leak in my house and what I've been dealing with for the last 4 months, I can really feel and understand these, you know, and have empathy for these folks. When you have flood damage like that, I now at least have a taste of what it's like to have to recover from something like that. Now, I just had an undiscovered hidden leak, you know, and the walls around the shower and my bathrooms are back to back. So it went on for so long, the water just permeated. And so I've been without bathrooms and floors and walls halfway down and all of that. So I kind of, you know, and with the heavy equipment and drying and all of that, man, it's even with this kind of a limited understanding and empathy, it's still hard to relate to having, you know, this, you know, like 4, 5, 6 feet of water in your house.
You basically have to go back down to the skeleton of your house to make sure you don't have any mold. Yeah, and it's just amazing. Water is so damaging. It's amazing. It's not amazing in a good way. It's
Oh, I'm getting a flash here. So let's keep this in mind, folks. We, you know, we have a lot of people here locally in our state, you know, in trouble right now. And pretty miserable going into the Thanksgiving holiday if they've lost everything or, you know, their house had water up to their eyeballs. Then you know, let's think about that. And when we get at 10 and 11 o'clock, when we get on the love train, okay, let's focus our love up to Skagit Valley and in Washington. And let's send our love today to all the people and situations and places in our own state here that are affected by the floods.
And towns like Sumas and Everson, they may be small.
Right, but
I
they
mean,
were like
Everson
down.
Is basically, the main street is basically one road, but yet there's houses around it. But you got to think about how at least 80% of that town was affected in some way by this flood.
Yeah.
And that's detrimental to people who are just holding on.
Yeah. Now, Stacy, you're more down in civilization here.
Yes, I'm a city girl, and I hate when stuff like that happens. Like, the electricity goes out for half an hour. I'm just like, can't stand it.
You're aware? Yeah, okay.
I was at work and got a text from PSE. Oh, your power's out in your house. This is like 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm like, oh my God, this is, I can't stand it. I mean, I'm total wimp when that kind of stuff happens. So,
where were you last winter when we had that horrible power outage, or I did, when we had the lowest temperatures like ever?
My power didn't go out. So
I know you didn't lose yours, but I did. And coincidentally, my pellet stove had broken 3 days before the storm hit. And of course, there was no way to get it repaired. So when the power went out, there was no point in trying to fire up my generator, because the reason I'd fire up the generator would be to run the pellet stove to have heat. And since I didn't have the pellet stove, I couldn't have heat even with the generator. So, you know, I had to layer up in my winter clothes and pile in with the animals. My biggest shock was when I realized when I breathed, I could see my breath inside my own house. Yeah, yes. See, Stacy, you'd have really flipped your cookies.
Yeah.
I'm a comfort creature. I set myself up so that, you know, I like to be comfy.
Oh,
so last winter, that was bad. This summer, I don't do 105 degrees. That was bad. So anyway, I can relate. So, so down at your house, you.
But by that time I got home, like at 6, I stayed
back
at work a little longer, and then I got a thing saying, "Oh, your power's back." I went, "Okay, good."
So now you'll go home.
I'll go home.
But so all you had was a power outage while you were at work.
Yeah.
So, poor baby.
I know. I know. It's totally not what other people experience. So.
No.
I admit I'm a wimp when all that stuff happens.
All right.
Well,
I guess
I should say
Nathan,
my story.
I was just turning to Nathan because
if you want to talk about other people experience. I was
so
walking.
You tell everybody where you are and where you live.
I'm in the southeast hill of Renton.
Okay.
And unincorporated area.
Yeah. Okay.
A pretty large suburb, though. We got a lot of power outage for a lot of people I saw on the map. But anyway, I was out walking Abby down to the local coffee shop and back, taking her for a longer afternoon walk, and get my coffee, walk her back home. And as I'm walking home, it starts to get really blustery and rainy. You know, that sideways rain that Natasha was talking about earlier.
It made it down to your way, yeah.
And it's like, oh, great, I should have brought an umbrella. But then I thought, well, if I had an umbrella, it's going to do the whole turn inside out type thing. So luckily I was wearing a sweatshirt, so I was warm enough walking back home. Anyway, I get back home and I open up the front door and I go into the garage to put Abby's leash away. And I flip on the light switch. That's weird. The lights didn't turn on.
Oh.
The power must be out. So I checked the Puget Sound Energy and yep, we're out of power. And this was around 10:30 a.m., I believe. I checked the estimated restoration time and it said 12 o'clock. I was like, great. It should be back on in just a moment. So I was just being patient. Okay, still no power yet. And luckily I had pool league that night too, and they had power, so I went down and played pool for most of the day.
So you were out all day.
To stay with power, yeah. But I got home, and it's like, well, I guess they met the other 12 o'clock because I still don't have power.
Still no power. Wow.
And I ended up getting power back maybe around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Well, so truly, you were out of power the whole darn day and into the evening. Wow, yeah. That's
yeah, about 12 hours.
There must have been a lot of outages and stuff, and it took them a while to get to.
Yeah,
get
there's
to
some
that.
People up by us that were a day. They were a day. Yeah,
it took
it was,
to get the power back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like though we all survived. Mm-hmm. Could have been worse. So we're
it
grateful.
Was, and that's the thing is that you know when you're outside doing recess duty, you kind of learn the different rains. This
oh, yeah.
was a wet rain. This was saturating
the kind that really
rain.
Soak you.
Yeah, exactly. It was that kind of rain that even if you had waterproof coats and shoes, you still got wet. It was that kind of rain. So the ground really didn't have a chance because it was so wet. People were like amazed how they had to go home at lunch, put their coats in the dryer. To be able to wear them in an hour and a half. I mean, it was that, and usually we don't have that kind of wet rain. It's kind of.
Well, we're having to adjust all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and
patterns.
Water means emotions.
Yeah. Oh,
it represents
true.
Emotions, and how much emotions have we had over this last year and a half? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, so it's basically the emotions kind of represented the flood in a way. You know, there was just a lot. It was a lot. I know up in Canada, they got hit really hard, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, that catches us up on how we all got through this week and all of that. But let's remember all of our brothers and sisters here that weren't as fortunate as we are and are still in a world of hurt going into Thanksgiving because of mm-hmm. the flooding and so forth. So we'll remember that when we get on the love train. We'll send the love all around the state and to everybody. And, gosh, let's... I'm going to do my best to stay on track here. We need to take care of advertisers, kind of stay on schedule. And then hopefully I won't get off on a tangent and we'll start the show officially. Last week, we totally spaced it. And what did we start the show? What, like an hour late? We started the show in the second hour. Anyway, so hopefully we'll officially start the show when we continue here. And then I'll fill you in. I do have some good news about what's going on at my house. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. And so I'm kind of excited to tell you what's going on. And then I have some not good news that I've got to share with you and all of that. But it's important for us to understand. And there's some things to look at. And then, of course, Natasha's here, and we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. And if you have questions... or stories or situations with your animals, for me, behavior training or healing, or you need a personal awareness coaching, reading, or whatever with Natasha, we're here and phone lines are open, so you can call and jump in anytime. And, of course, phone calls always take priority. Well, just in case there's somebody out there that can't wait to call, just local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Oh, and Natasha, since I think it's since you were last in, Nathan has figured out how to, if somebody sends us email pictures, they're animals, he's figured out how to put them up on the screen.
Time. Yeah, yeah, we had that last time I was
here.
That,
is that the first, I think that's maybe
the
when he figured
step.
It out that
mm-hmm.
day. So anyway, so now you can, especially if you want a psychic type reading mm-hmm. from Natasha, and it helps me too, to see the pictures of the animals. It's easier for us mm-hmm. to tune in to their.
Well, there's a lot of body language that happens in
so,
a moment.
So if you're going to call in, especially if you're calling in about your animal friends, well, see if you can't get a picture and email us a picture. Anyway, let's take care of advertisers. We come back, we'll officially start the show. So Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling here on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Nels Met Rasmussen, who, if you were here last week, you found out that he's Dr. Nels again. He's figured out a way to say bye-bye to the veterinary board. I'm going to heal animals, and
congratulations to him.
Well, somebody figured this out, and if you take it out of the public domain into the private domain, set yourself up as this thing, then you can say and do whatever you want, and they can't come after you because it's not in the public domain. It's private. So the details, and he will be telling us more, but all of us that are connected with Dr. Nels and our clients or patients now, sometime between now and the end of December, he'll send out an email and we'll all be able to join the group for free.
Ah.
And then after that, if you're a client and want to hire him, you'll pay like a $10 fee to join the group before, you know, he schedules you. And that way, it's very simple, but it takes him out of the realm of being able to be, locked up and fried by the veterinary board. So, that's very, very good. And so Healing Ministry for Animals is back. Dr. Nels is back. And he's still has his Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at-home program available at the cheap rates, which he says should last through December. Can't guarantee the price after that. So you better check him out. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, SpiritualPetConnection.com also works for Nels. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we got great rates, and you can have links on the website, interviews on the show. So all you got to do is give me a call or shoot me an email, and we'll get you set up. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. We'll get you through to us email-wise, AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. Or you can just pick up your phone, give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty then. I guess I better not open my mouth unless it is to start the show, or we'll have another one of those days when it won't happen. And if you haven't been here before and I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us and one for our animal friends. And then we got a whole boatload of affirmations that we do to get ourselves energized up for the day and the week. And I swear these affirmations, if I didn't have these little rituals to keep myself in the right frame of mind, Natasha and I were talking a little bit about this before the show started. I have no idea where I'd be, but they really do keep me grounded.
I use mine all the time.
Oh, yeah. Religious. So here we go. Now, joining me in this part of the show is voluntary. Okay, you can join me and say these prayers and affirmations along with me, or you cannot. It's completely up to you. Not like dancing at the top of the hours where dancing is required. This is up to you. All righty, so we're going to start with a little prayer for our animal friends. It is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it is a little longer prayer. It is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. We are all spiritualized up with that. Here we go with our affirmations, and this group, some we do for ourselves as individuals, some we do for our animal world collective family, and again, your participation is up to you. You can say them out loud with me. You can say them silently along with me. You can not participate at all, and you can use them daily at home in your life, as Natasha and I do, if you choose. All righty, and the ritual here is I say them each out loud three times. So here we go with affirmation number one. Then this one we're doing for ourselves as individuals. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty, affirmation number two. This one comes from Linda Rasmussen. It's a very powerful affirmation. It's what's gotten me through the pandemic and kept my bills mm-hmm. paid. And this one we do for ourselves as a collective. All right, here we go. Three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, the next one is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy, actually. And this is a great affirmation for keeping you in the right frame of mind, health, and well-being, especially going into Thanksgiving, because a lot of us are going to be gathering for the first time in a year or more. And so rather than going out in fear or apprehension, let's go out in health and well-being and sharing that energy. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. And then the last one in this group comes from Natasha. And this is the one that keeps keeping me going here. I use it
daily, at least a portion of it.
Oh, me too. Uh-huh. Yep, every day. All right, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, that completes our little group of affirmations for all of us. And to complete that, what you do is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Basically, it sounds like you're trusting God, the universe, your heart, all of that to mm-hmm. support these affirmations. All right, now we've got the last affirmation that we conclude this whole ritual with is the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. And I love this because it's sending, you know, the most powerful energies, light and love, around the world. And It really makes a huge difference. And again, we can hold Washington State and, you know, Whatcom County, Skagit area, and the flooding areas in our hearts and minds while we're saying this one. All right, here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world and Washington with God's light. Om, peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are all spiritualized up here for the day, for the week. And again, you know, we'll send our energies and be really thoughtful and for our friends in the state and around the state that are recovering from flood and all of that. And I'm understanding that our senators are working hard to get emergency declarations mm-hmm. and help to everyone. And let's see them all getting the help that they need. Because, you know, I was just going to say, with what's going on in my house and the floods that I've had, and I just have to, you know, thank you for that affirmation, Natasha, because I reported this claim and it was filed on July 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're now officially more than 4 months into this.
Yep.
Now, some of the delays related to the fact that before the mitigation and rehab and demolition and drought, before any of that could even begin, they had to test for lead and asbestos, and the asbestos tests were positive. When that, you know, messes up the detail with everything, because then it's a toxic waste problem, and, you know, so that delayed all kinds of stuff. But the good news for right now is that the last phase has begun.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. We are now in the build back pretty phase, and the contractors started their part of the job, which is the give me bathrooms and floors and walls mm-hmm. and everything again. And that started this last Monday. Well, they had told me in the beginning, when I'd asked them, I said, well, when you can finally start doing the work of the build back, how long is it going to take? And they said, well, we'll probably get it done within a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll kind of there are some things that are contingent. Well, and now I'm getting a real good idea of why it can take so long. It's because they can't just come in and do everything at once.
Nope.
Everything
layers on.
Yeah,
and
there's layers and layers and layers. So now it's kind of like I've been living in, you know, it's just been so crazy in the house with no bathrooms and half the floor of the bedroom gone and studs and frames. And so you feel like, you know, it just is weird. And then there was a period of time during the demolition and dry out and the toxic stuff that I couldn't live in the house. So that's the trailer and the camper and the driveway, and I'm back and forth. Well, now I moved back into the house with a temporary toilet and shower and Now I have an outhouse. I have my own personal honey bucket. Now, how many of you have ever used a honey bucket? Well, a lot of us. Not the funnest thing in the world for most people. But have you ever used a honey bucket that's been brand fresh, cleaned, and all of that, and nobody else has used it?
That's amazing.
It's kind of a whole different experience. because it's really clean. You don't have to hold your eyes, you know, when you open the lid. and you know, and all of that. It was really great. Well, guess who? Oh, I don't know. He's probably not listening, so we just won't tell him that I told you. Guess who used the outhouse for the first time? Any guesses here? Y'all know him. Dr. Nils! Because last Tuesday was Nels' Day. He comes to my house once a month, works on me and all of my animals. Well, Tuesday was Nels' Day. Well, it was a construction day, and we had no working bathrooms. So before Nels made the big drive home to Darrington, because I'm the last one on his list, you know, when on those days, he used the outhouse, and he was the first one to use the brand clean, and he came out thumbs up, and it's like fully stocked. That's like very cool. It's very clean, but you know, anyway. So, gosh, look at the little things we celebrate—a brand clean outhouse. So, anyway, so the there's a whole new level of crazy going on because now there's a construction crew and team going on. I'm having to be a morning person. Because, of course, they start, you know, at the crack of dawn, and I have to have been up and have all the animals fed and the cats corralled and out of the way and Robbie taking and all that before they ever show up. But I did pretty good with that all week, and we've got a pretty good system going. But I have to tell you the real grace and the wonder of all of this is somehow in this process, thank you, Divine Mother, I stumbled into hiring, I think, the best contractors ever in the whole history of this profession.
That's a blessing.
They are, well, now, I, you know, my parents' house, when I lived and take care of my dad, and of course, they lived in that house for a long time before I moved in to take care of him after my mother died. They, even though they were in Laurelhurst, they had, you know, basement would flood all the time. Mm-hmm. And I lived down there and all that. So I had lots of experience with flood and all of that and with abatement and dry outs and then build backs and all that. And we lost walls and all that sort of thing. You know, and then I have to tell you, I can't tell you what a difference it makes to have walls. I mean, when they started the work on Monday, you know, up until that point, it was kind of a big round robin in the house because halfway down the walls, there were no walls. There was just framing there. So the dogs and the cats could walk through the house, you know, and around a big circle through the walls. Now, I'd have to crawl through to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's like Big O, it's very different. The energy shifted completely by the end of Monday when the first layer of drywall went up and there's actually rooms again and there's walls. It's like, my gosh. I couldn't believe how wonderful it was to have walls. Didn't matter. They weren't finished or anything. But I had rooms again and walls. Well, anyway, so these contractors. And now I've already asked them because I knew I was going to be talking about you. They prefer to work either east side north of Seattle. They avoid going into Seattle proper only because of the parking and all of that, and it's just a big hassle to work down there. So you'd have to talk them into doing this. But just in case you're interested, the company is called CH Brothers, CH Brothers LLC. Now, they're a small family company, and for the first time ever when somebody's told me that, they literally, truly are a small family company. Now, maybe because of the flood guys that did all the water abatement and the dry out, they're a family company, too, but not as family as the CH Brothers. These guys, and I think they're Scandinavian or something like that, and there's four brothers. But so right off the bat, they have really intriguing accents. So it's really wonderful to listen to them. But so it's the four brothers who are all just the most incredibly nice men, intelligent, very clean energy. And I don't know if it's the Scandinavian influence. I'm not very good at ethnic backgrounds or ages and those things, but I think that's kind of it. But they came in and their office girl and the gal that helps you with pick out flooring and colors and carpet, she's a niece, and then the helper guys and the apprentices on the job helping the brothers are the nephews. And so they're all family. They love dogs. And the lead guy that's on my job is like, I love golden retrievers and want to get a dog. It's going to be a golden. So Robbie's in heaven playing with these guys, and I absolutely trust them with the animals and all of that. I have never seen a crew that cares so much, that is so clean, so meticulous, and cares so much for your stuff. Now, I've had a number of Rook crews in and out doing work with this, and there was a whole containment system with plastic and barriers and zipper door plastic doors and for all of that related to the demolition and dry out and all of that. And that was done by one company, which they did a good job, but everything was taped in, and when they all of that containment was taken down, it took off some of the paint from the walls. Mm-hmm. Well, these guys, CH Brothers, they had to do a whole containment system now again because, you know, they're doing the drywalling mm-hmm. and the asbestos and that sort of stuff. But the way they did it, it's like these guys are on a whole different level than these other companies that I was real happy with. And I thought they did great jobs. And they put down drop cloths and all that kind of stuff. And I really thought they were outstanding. But these guys are like in a whole different level. Well, the first thing they came in, and instead of drop cloths and haphazardly doing things, they covered all of the hardwoods from the bedrooms back to, down the hallways to the front door with you know big white paper and to everything down. So all the hardwoods are covered with this nice paper cover, and they rolled up all my rugs and put them off around. The containment went up with absolutely no tape, so there would be no damage to the ceilings, no damage to the walls. The zipper doors are way better than the other ones, and they can be rolled up and hooked. Anyways, that's just one. But then they are absolutely keeping me informed of everything, making sure they're doing one bathroom at a time in terms of the toilets and stuff so that I won't ever be without a toilet at night, which I've learned is very, very important. you don't want to be going out to Honey Bucket in the driveway, you know, when it's 25 degrees in the middle of the night.
No.
So that's real important. But then
gives to the outhouse days.
Absolutely amazing. Before they leave for the day, they have this phenomenal vacuum system, and they vacuum the whole place, every room they've went in, all the hallways, and the thing. And then they meticulously roll back all the rugs. They put everything back into my temporary
wow.
bathroom, exactly where it belongs and should be. And by the time they leave, the house is cleaner than it was when they got there, and you'd never know they were there. And they don't overbook themselves. They like, you know, they don't work weekends, and you know, they'll be off for Thanksgiving, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They like their time off, but they do what they say they're going to do. They don't overbook themselves, so they don't show up and start something and then disappear. Anyway, they are just the best in the world, and I am so grateful. Thank you, CH Brothers. I really, really appreciate them. All righty, we're over time. We need to take care of advertisers, and I think we might have got somebody on the phone. So before we get to all the topics of the day that Natasha and I need to cover throughout the show, we'll take care of advertisers and get started with our first phone call. Cool. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuproSupplements.com, and remember, it's Nupro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements. Love, 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 love the dog supplement, and it's got hip and joint stuff in it. Really brought Robbie's coat back. I know it's, Abby's doing great on it, and she's eating much better because she loves the Nupro gravy. I know Melissa or
Cleo.
Melissa. Who the heck is Melissa? okay, well, at least it's who else, what? Who are you usually? I don't even remember who you who sometimes. I can't remember. See, whoever it was has been gone for so long. Who did I used to call you? I don't even remember.
Let's probably not go back to that because I don't want it happening
again.
Well,
yeah, I guess if I remember, then he might show up again. But yeah. Anyway, Natasha.
Yes. That's okay. I have been having a hard time being myself lately, so that's why there's
but
so
you
many...
have your dog on Nupro, though.
Yes,
and you,
we
that's
do.
Where we
Cleo?
Were at. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, doing well. So, NUP as in Peter R, NuproSupplements.com. They have it on the shelf at Bridges. That's where I get it, you know, up in Snohomish, but you can get it online if you need to. NuproSupplements.com.
And it's very, it comes very quickly when you order it, too.
Does it online?
Yeah,
excellent.
It does.
It goes a very long way. Remember when we had that show?
Yeah.
We're still going through that.
Oh, so you're still using the
and we
same?
We give her two, you know, about half little scoops of it each day. One in the morning, one in the evening. So
well, I know you start at a higher dosage, and you keep them on a higher dosage for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then after that, you cut down to half of that. So I know Robbie's on the maintenance dose, so he gets a half a scoop twice a day. So I put a half a scoop in his food twice a day.
Sounds about like what Abby gets.
Yeah,
she should be a little less than that because she doesn't.
Well, it's a smaller scoop. It's like
she wouldn't be as she's
I don't
not.
Know
it doesn't weigh as much as Robbie. But anyway, so that's what. But that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're holding the space for Jude Ponton, our premier sound healing practitioner in the area. And if you'd like sound healing, harmonic energy shifting, she is working a couple days a week back at Whispering Dragon on Wednesdays and Fridays. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, or you can just give a call, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I specialize in working with people and their out-of-control dogs and getting problems solved and under control quickly. Won't be too long before I can easily schedule people again. We're still juggling right now in the next couple weeks, but looks like there's a light at the end of my tunnel here. Within the next 2-3 weeks max,
mm-hmm.
I should have the whole house back, and it's going to be wonderful, and Christmas will be back to normal. So,
Congratulations.
How fun will that be? Well, 5 months probably in the whole thing. But anyway, so I'm so grateful.
It's not a short journey.
No, but anyway, so you or anyone who has problems with your animal friends, give me a call, 360-217-7258. I'll talk to you for free on the phones. All righty. Now, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's talk with your animal friends or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. We've got a caller waiting. We probably won't be able to get it all taken care of here before the top of the hour in love training, but... Stacy, just so you know, Cindy would be on a cell phone. So when we have, if we all have to break and do love train and stuff, probably gonna have to maybe let her call back or you call her back so she doesn't run down her battery or something. Anyway, but you should check with her on that. Alrighty. So let's, before we run out of time, let's head out to Salton. And Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? Sounds like reception's pretty good.
Yeah.
All righty. So I'm assuming you want to read from Natasha this morning.
Yep.
Hello, Cindy again. How are you?
Hello. It's calling good. To get an update on Lucky, if you have any new information for me.
Okay, so Lucky, so for to catch everybody else up out there, Cindy lives out, east of me out in the Salton Basin area. She has some acreage. She has Emily, her service dog, and her chickens, and then Lucky Kitty. You all have, you know, if you're regulars and longtime listeners, you heard some stories about Lucky because, I don't know, it was prior to COVID, maybe the year or so before COVID, Cindy did a road trip up to Canada, and she took Emily, her dog, but she also took Lucky, her cat. And my God, this cat is incredible. You know, he did the whole road trip, you know, when they would stop and when he stayed on this property up in Canada, you know, he'd do his thing and be back and all of that. And he listened to Cindy and followed his instructions. Anyway, he's just the greatest cat in the world. But he's the mouser and has jobs on the property. But he's an indoor-outdoor model, but Cindy would make him stay in at night, and so he'd be back and be in at night. And I think, gosh, it's been at least a couple, maybe 3 weeks. How long has it been, Cindy, since he disappeared?
Yeah, it's been about 3.5 now, I think.
3.5 weeks. And you saw it one afternoon, he was on the deck lounging like it, and then he didn't come in that night, and we haven't seen him since. And... obviously, I really said he's a very special kitty. As far as we know, Natasha, this is the second time that Lucky has been with Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have done a reading with her since Lucky disappeared.
Yes.
Natasha's why she's familiar with this, because she's already involved.
Yes.
But just for everybody else and for not Natasha, I don't know if it came up when you were working with Cindy. But in Lucky's last time, he was a cat with her on this property. And I don't know, he was older. And how Lucky the first time around, Cindy, what was he like, 12, 13 or something?
About
12, 13, he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We knew he was alive. You weren't around at the time. We had another community. We were working with Sue Dixon, who was the one who was so good at locating lost animals.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he was stuck somewhere. I mean, Cindy searched and looked, and we got close, but never found him. Okay. Then Sue helped down the line, helped find him again and bring him, because he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have Lucky the second time. And I think there never for a second has been a question in Cindy's mind that this was Lucky again, because it's like he came back and all of a sudden.
Yes, definitely. And that's why he's so comfortable with her.
Right. And everything's so good. That's why I'm so baffled as to why.
No, because this is his personality. He's very much an independent sort. I mean, he loves adventure. If he was a human, he'd be like sailing and traveling, being in a car. He would be that kind of energy where he can't just be a house cat.
So obviously we have a lot more to discuss with Cindy about Lucky, because I've got some questions I want to know, and I want to know if I am really connected with him, if what I'm getting is true or if I'm making it up, you know, Natasha's a more unbiased source to look at that. So, Cindy, we either have to put you on hold or you can give your phone a break and call us back, or Stacy can call you back. But we're going to put you on hold and you can work that out with Stacy. And okay. Then we're gonna love train and do the top of the hour stuff, and then we'll bring you back and start the second hour with you, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right, so more with Cindy about Lucky straight ahead. Right now it is time to switch gears, and it's time to energize up the love train and get our exercise for the day. And remember here, folks, dancing is required. You don't get to sit out on this one. Well, sort of you can. Because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet and join the love train with me, because I'm going to cruise through your house and pick you up. And I always energize the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us lots of energy for today and then the rest of the week. I'm energizing myself up for the marathon blow that's going to happen at my house this afternoon. And remember that when we're on the love train, we're sending the love to all that are affected by the flood in our area. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Om, peace. Amen. Via the love train. Stay tuned, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.